USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Authorities in California say at least two people have died from flooding, and a town in Santa Cruz County has been isolated by flooded roads. California officials are keeping a close eye on swollen rivers as a powerful storm system dumps more heavy rain on the state. An intense stream of subtropical moisture is sweeping into central California. Heavy rain melting mountain snow and turning streams into raging rivers. Part of Alaska under a volcano watch due to a swarm of earthquakes in the Aleutian Islands. There have been dozens of small earthquakes near the Tanaga volcano since last Tuesday, and seismologists say it could signal an upcoming volcanic eruption. The volcano has been dormant for more than 100 years. Six people have now been arrested in the deadly kidnapping of four Americans in Mexico. A Mexican drug cartel reportedly left a note saying those responsible were not acting on their orders. A kidnapping in broad daylight on a busy road more than a week ago led to the death of two of those four Americans. The FDIC has taken control of California's Silicon Valley Bank after stock trades were halted over fears about the bank's liquidity. A major venture capital firm this week advised clients to withdraw their deposits. Regulators say insured deposits will be protected. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell remains hospitalized with a concussion.
The 81-year-old Senate Minority Leader fell at a dinner event in Washington, D.C. earlier this week. A representative for the Republicans said he'll stay in the hospital for a few days for treatment and observation. I'm Dave Collins.
Get ready to roll back those clocks at 2 a.m. tonight when you go to bed. Daylight saving time returns this weekend, except for Hawaii and most places in Arizona. Senator Marco Rubio has reintroduced a bill that would make daylight saving time permanent. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
2 months after it was put in place, the requirement that travelers to the U.S. from China present a negative COVID-19 test before boarding their flights has ended. The restrictions were put in place by U.S. health officials amid a surge in infections in China. The country has brokered a landmark diplomatic deal between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
After 4 days of communications in Beijing, Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed to reestablish relations and open embassies in each country. The deal is a big political and diplomatic win for China, which has been signaling its interest in working towards a non-U.S.-centered version of the Middle East. President Biden welcomed the news, saying, "The better the relations between Israel and their Arab neighbors, the better for everybody." I'm Ryan Daniels.
The organization that runs the Oscars is rejecting a bid from Ukraine's president to appear on tomorrow's telecast. This is the second straight year the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has turned him down. As for what's on tap at the 95th Annual Academy Awards,
the science fiction film Everything Everywhere All at Once leads the pack with 11 nominations. It's closely followed by the German World War I movie All Quiet on the Western Front and the Irish dark comedy The Banshees of Inisherin, both scoring 9 nominations. The Best Picture race also includes Avatar The Way of Water, Top Gun Maverick, Elvis, and Steven Spielberg's The Fablemans.
Karen Sloan reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.